Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
In service to America and around the world, too. You can hear us on the internet. You can hear people everywhere, right? All of our podcasts, the DJV download is at djvshow.com, all the other things, right? I met some people yesterday. Let it be known that this last year was a good year for growth for some of the other programs that I do, like the American Family Farmer Show. Victoria Keelan helps me a lot with that, putting it all together. And so somebody came into the barnyard yesterday and said, I listen to your podcast.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Well, it's fun to run into people that have, some kind of a connection. I was looking on Facebook. So here's a guy named John Iannuzzi, who says, my wife was telling me about something she heard on WGCH radio this morning. She said she was listening. I said, who are you listening to? She said, the farmer guy from Massachusetts with the two girls.
That's funny.
That was pretty funny. All right, John. Thank you. I don't know what your wife's name is, but tell her thank
Where
you very much.
Where is WG?
It's in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why she probably said, oh, yeah, the farmer guy.
Right,
not a lot of farming in Greenwich, but yeah.
No, not much going on down there. It's been a wonderful season, even though we've been upset about what was going on with COVID and people being sick and stuff, and all of the conflagration that's gone on with us having to wear masks and distancing. But yeah, you know, I don't know about where you are down in New Jersey, Victoria, but where I am here in Massachusetts, neighbors helping neighbors have been really outstanding this year, with a lot of people, a lot of service projects, a lot of things that have either developed or are getting donated and developed. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of warmth, and I appreciate that. And I like it when people send me the stories about, you know, a lot of people have given anonymously, which is what I think it really means more if you don't attach your name to something, just give a gift because you want to give a gift. Somebody here in Framingham gave $5,000 to the Burlington Coat Factory and said, here, distribute this to people. I don't know how they came up. You know, I didn't dig around in it to find out how they found the people to give the coats to. But, you know, that kind of stuff. Just somebody goes in. And, yeah, that kind of stuff. I think
that's a really great, effective thing that you can do, you know.
Excuse me. Yep.
Because Burlington Coat Factory has coats at all different price points. And
yep.
So, and obviously, you know, with Christmas sales and stuff like that, they probably were able to purchase a lot of coats for $5,000 to give to people who are homeless or not even homeless. You know, some, there are plenty of people who do have homes who just can't afford a winter coat, and you live in a cold climate. So I think that's a wonderful thing.
When you say that, remember to give Jennifer that word. I'm listening to the farmer guy from Massachusetts. Yeah, so we got to hold on to that one. The Nashville bomber and the implications of all of that. Here's another one of these guys that wants to be known. He must not have got breastfed when he was a kid. That's the kind of people that come up. I'm never going to be forgotten. The world will know me. There have been a number of people, we were talking about off the air, that's what John Lennon's killer said, everybody will know who I am. Okay, so you spend the rest of your life in jail, whatever that means. But what's the psychology of growing up and thinking that you need to have the rest of the world know who you are? This fellow's name is Rick Laude, is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know.
L-A-U-D-E, I think that's...
Oh, that's the name. That's the guy who came forward with the information, about...
Yeah, that's what
that's
he said.
That's the neighbor, yeah.
Anthony Warner is the guy.
That's the bomber.
Who blew himself up, yeah, right,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Anyway, Anthony Quinn Warner, 63 years old. So the guy lived next door, that's right, Loudy lived next door to Warner. Sometimes I get these names and who's doing what, who does. It does. You know what? I would rather, and I've said this before when we've talked about things like this, I don't want to give the guy's name. I don't want people to know who he is. I want, and I don't even know that talking anymore about this is of value.
The weird thing, though, is, well, I think that understanding motivation is important. The weird thing is, though, we don't know what his motive was. And so other than, like you said, maybe he just wanted to be famous. I don't know. So going back, the story is that this guy, Rick Lowdy, who is the neighbor of the bomber, he said that right in the week of Christmas, he had a conversation with the bomber, who is his neighbor. He pulled up his car. The guy was getting his mail. He pulled his car up and inquired about the bomber's elderly mother, how she was doing, how her health was. And then he kind of, in a joking way, said, "Is Santa going to bring you anything good for Christmas?" And the bomber responded, "Oh, yeah, Nashville and the world is never going to forget me." Now, the neighbor thought that he just meant something good was going to happen to him financially, coming into some money or whatever. And he said nothing about the guy raised any red flags. And that's the scariest thing when we hear these stories over and over. We just watched a documentary that I do not recommend you watch. It's called The Ripper. And it was about the Yorkshire Ripper, the guy who basically in England in the 70s terrorized women all throughout the north of England. And when they found out who it was, there wasn't a single person who said, "Wait, that guy?" Everybody said that they knew him. He was, kind of small in stature, and that he was a quiet guy. And like, I mean, it's always the same story. And this guy in Nashville apparently was a recluse. He kept to himself, never really interacted with the neighbors. He would talk to them, but not really in anything, nothing in depth. And it's kind of a pattern. Everyone goes, "Oh, well, wow, I wouldn't have suspected that guy. He's just so quiet. There's nothing." So maybe quiet people are the ones to be looking out for. I don't know.
What was his political persuasion? Was he far to the right, far to the left? Does anybody know at least that much about this guy?
I have not heard anything about that. The only theory that I've heard so far is that he was, he was paranoid about 5G, which is why he parked the RV the bomb in front of the AT&T building, and that's what suffered the most damage. The weird thing is, and I don't know if you heard this detail, but after his loudspeaker was warning people to evacuate, then he started playing the song Downtown by Petula Clark.
Downtown.
Song? Yeah, well, that sure song's forever now associated with this guy because he was in downtown Nashville. Sure. I don't know why he would do that. I know.
Age. It was that song was a big pop hit in the mid-60s, 67, 68, like in there. Yeah. But I think about, there are a lot of countries that have seen a growth in this far-right extremism. Certainly Germany has, some of the areas in Europe. Actually, some of the areas, not so much in Asia, but Europe and in South America, there's a lot of extremism. And we have a lot of, frankly, extremism here. When you look around at the choices that are available for various posts. And speaking of that, let's talk about the number of voters who have already voted in the Georgia election as we continue here on the DJV. Don't forget our download, the most recent one, that's at djvshow.com. We review Wonder Woman, and it's not, listen to it and you get the drift if you didn't hear it. Also, a lot of the beginning motions of what we're going to do or looking forward to seeing in 2021. We talk about the big tippers, Tom Selleck and the 2020 tipping thing, the pork and the stimulus bill, all that sort of thing. And is your mall dying? That's a reflective question. So it's all there, and a lot of other conversations as well. Every day, a DJV download of different conversations that we have on the air. DJV podcast is at djvshow.com or wherever, like Apple or iHeart, wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org number 3030.
It's time for Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. The 2006 George Mason Patriots became only the second double-digit seed to ever reach an NCAA Final Four. They defeated Michigan State in the first round, but were down 16-2 in the early minutes against North Carolina in the second round. After Coach Jim Larrañaga's early timeout, George Mason would go on to outscore the Tar Heels by 19 the rest of the contest. The Patriots beat Wichita State in the Sweet 16 and Connecticut in the Elite Eight.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith, Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot. I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
17 and change after the hour on today's DJV show with Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan. Jennifer's off this week. The House rejected Trump's veto of that military spending bill, which I thought was kind of interesting, given the fact that he's always been such a hammer for the Defense Department, but there's so much pork in it. Bernie Sanders said that he's going to delay the vote in the Senate because he wants to tie it to the stimulus checks. So he's going to...
I don't know. Well,
how far they're going to get with that one, but...
I don't know, anyway. Because Chuck Schumer said he wants it to be a unanimous thing in the Senate. But, yeah. You know, the Republican senators, including Mitch McConnell, will probably say no to the $2,000. So I guess Bernie said he was going to try to hold up that vote. Yeah, but I don't know if that's going to work.
Right. So 27%, Victoria, of the registered voters in Georgia say they have already cast their ballots, which I think is a sickness in society. They don't know what's going to happen. The vote isn't until, what, next Tuesday? Isn't it? Next Tuesday is the election.
Tuesday,
right?
Yeah.
The runoff. So
yeah,
a lot could change.
Early vote, well, not really. What's going to change? These are senators who've
Someone
already...
Could drop out. Who knows?
No one's dropping out. This is a runoff election. These two senators already ran and won. They just won by such a small margin it triggered the runoff. There's a chance that they won't win this time, but that's, you know... I totally disagree. There's nothing wrong with early voting.
2.1 million voters have already voted in races... With Kelly Loeffler on one side with David Perdue running against, Raphael Warnock. These are both, so the Republicans are both in office now, and the Democrats are the ones challenging, and for the first time in a long time, Georgia seems to be at least leaning a little, tipping a little to the Democratic side, right? Even though around the country there have been...
Biden won the state, so yes. Yeah. He's the first Democratic president to win, I think, since Clinton.
My guess is that there's going to be one Republican and one Democrat that wins. And I don't know
which one wins.
Yeah, Purdue is kind of a turkey.
Yeah,
get it?
Loeffler's
Purdue, turkey, yeah. Get it? Purdue Turkey.
Well, she likes posing with the Klan, so I don't think she's any better.
Ah, perfect. 21 after the hour. There's a picture.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 23 after the hour on today's DJB program. The trending stories this hour with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. There are people in the news. I know you like talking about the Baldwins so much that we should probably have a moment for Ireland Baldwin and Hilaria Baldwin. And what's Stephen Baldwin's son's daughter's name? She's with
Haley.
Haley
and Justin Bieber are married. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's going on with them? Are they having leading exciting lives, are they?
Well, this controversy, or whatever you want to call it, is related to Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria, who turns out her real name is not Hilaria, it's Hillary. And she is not from Spain. She is from Cambridge, Massachusetts.
A lot of Spanish people live in Cambridge, of course.
Well, yeah, but apparently...
No, there probably aren't three Spanish people that live in Cambridge, believe me.
Yeah, anyway, and her father is... her real name is Hillary Hayward-Thomas, and her father's family, during her, I guess, wedding announcement or something, her father's family has been in America since before the Revolutionary War, so not from Spain.
Why was Alec Baldwin attracted to her? What's their story?
I don't know.
They got like four kids together now, don't they?
Five under the age of six or something. Yeah, it's crazy.
Maybe they turned to Mormonism.
Yeah, I don't know. So anyway, the controversy is that people who went to high school with her have come forward with yearbook pictures. She claimed that she lived in Spain until she was 19, and she chose to live in America when she went to NYU. Well, I don't know. She's bypassed all the years at Cambridge Country Day, where she went to school. So it's not looking great. Yeah, it's not looking great. And why she changed her name to Hilaria. Here's the rumor, and this is, I follow a gossip site that on Instagram.
You? No.
Kind of obsessed.
I'm shocked to hear that. You follow a gossip site?
So here's what the gossip, this is, okay, so if anyone, like, if you're interested in this, I like the gossip of it. Anyway, so the rumor is that Alec Baldwin, this is a fact. There was a restaurant in Gramercy Park in Manhattan that I've actually been to. It was delicious. It was called Pure Food, and it was vegan, and it was really healthy, but it was really delicious. And so Hillary at the time, she was there, and she had met the owner. It was a woman who was actually Spanish. And so she met the woman, and the woman said, Alec Baldwin comes in here all the time. And at the time, Alec Baldwin had just filmed something with Selma Hayek and apparently had a huge crush on Selma Hayek. Selma Hayek rejected his offer to go out on a date. And so the owner of this restaurant said, hey, look, I know he's into the Spanish type. So, you know, you look pretty Spanish or whatever. So why don't you play that up? And that's the rumor of how this all began. So that she capitalized, she changed her name from Hillary to Hilaria. And then she has this accent that sometimes, and then she pretended that she didn't know the English word for cucumber in one of her videos, and like people are just kind of calling BS on this now. So now she's had to explain that she's not technically Spanish, but she's from many, 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 many different cultures. That's how she said it. Okay. Which basically all means you're full of crap and you've lied to your husband.
Great.
And she's been featured, by the way, she's been featured on the cover of, like, Hola magazine. She's been featured.
She's not Spanish. Nothing Spanish about her, really.
No, and she's been featured in all these different magazines, so no one really has any idea what her actual nationality is or what her background is. But her parents retired and moved to Mallorca in Spain, but that doesn't mean you're from Spain. Just because you moved there.
Español. All right. Also, while we're focusing on New York, Andrew Yang officially is a candidate now, right? He filed paperwork to run for mayor. How's that going to work? Bill Blasio?
It's working okay so far. Apparently, he's way ahead of every other candidate. Now, good. I don't know who the other candidates
are. Bill,
he's
term limited anyway, right? Isn't Blasio is? Yeah.
Blasio is he's done, and good riddance, says every worker. He's just a disaster. Look, I think Andrew Yang is a really sharp guy. I liked his personality. I liked his demeanor. I liked a lot of the answers
that he
gave.
How old is he? Late 40s, isn't he?
No, he's got
he younger
young,
than that.
Yes, I would say maybe 40.
28 and a half after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How do you know when your dog or cat is in pain? You know, dogs and cats, primarily cats, can really be silent sufferers. So it's very, very difficult for the pet guardian to know when their dog or cat is really having some type of pain. In cats, it's kind of easy. Even though they're quiet about it, if you notice your cat licking a specific area at the body or chewing on a specific area at the body, it's a good time to make that trip to the doctor and get it checked out. Dogs will also lick a specific area or bite at a specific area if there's a problem with pain. Other symptoms of pain could be the dog who usually runs when you come home that's not coming to the door as fast. Your dog or cat can lose their appetite if they're not feeling real well about themselves. So anytime you notice any changes, physically or behaviorally with your pet, have to assume that maybe something's wrong. And you need to really be a good, good pet detective to determine what it is, but always check with your vet first. It can make all the difference in the world of alleviating that pain. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said Tuesday that American households should expect to receive their $600 economic impact payments very soon. The government will begin sending out paper checks today. Americans with direct deposit information on file with the IRS should receive their money even quicker. Individuals earning more than $87,000 or married couples earning more than $174,000 are ineligible for payments. Luke Letlow, the newly elected member of Congress from Louisiana, died Tuesday night from complications related to COVID-19. A Shreveport doctor says Letlow was in critical condition but showed signs of improvement when he suffered a fatal heart attack. Senators in Argentina voted Wednesday to legalize abortion in the first 14 weeks of pregnancy. President Alberto Fernandez has pledged to sign the bill into law. It's a major break from the rest of Latin America, a region known for its socially conservative views on abortion. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Folks in California are not happy with the actions of Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom during the pandemic. The efforts to recall Newsom is getting support in the form of big money. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
An effort to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom over his coronavirus restrictions received a large financial boost Tuesday from an Orange County firm. The campaign received a $500,000 donation from an Irvine-based consulting firm. California Congressman-elect Daryl Issa says Newsom needs to take the effort seriously. He tells Fox News that people are fed up with his restrictions, especially when he won't follow them himself.
It can happen. It can only happen if the governor continues to go in the wrong direction. You know, there's an old expression, if you want to get to the wrong place, keep going in the wrong direction. And, you know, at any time, he could choose to start empowering businesses rather than ordering them shut down. Tonight, I went to a restaurant that was open because most of our restaurants are open. They're observing social distancing, but they've had enough of his orders when, in fact, he doesn't even believe in them himself. And as you said, he goes to a very expensive restaurant with a lot of people and no mask, and then tells businesses they have to shut down.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Newsom has been the Golden State's governor for about a year. His resume also includes California Lieutenant Governor and Mayor of San Francisco. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thing of the day, 34 at the hour on today's DJV program. See, Victoria's expression, what is this? Where'd you dig this?
Oh,
this
is it?
That's a song from the 1960s, early 60s. So crank it up again, Phil, so that everybody gets a good either remembrance of it or... in this case, Victoria gets an introduction to it.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know this song?
I don't.
Oh, no. Air Travel, the thing of the day, was when the jets were just becoming popular. So the reason that we're playing this exciting song, ladies and gentlemen, is to highlight the number of people who traveled through airports this past holiday weekend. Nearly 1.3 million people traveled. This is the largest number, highest it's been since the pandemic started, COVID-19, the TSA screened 1,284,599 people on Sunday. Pretty exciting, right? That's the most since last March 15th.
The virus is stoked. All those people that gets to infect.
Well, crowded airports. The planes are not the problem as much as the crowded airports.
Yep.
It's a lot lower than was the situation certainly last year. Last year during Christmas weekend, it was almost 4 million people passed through the airports. And then if you go back to, a year before, that was 9 million. I don't know. The numbers are so much higher. What do you expect? What people are gonna? It's just now, you know, almost barely plausible that people would even think about going for a ride. I went for one. I went out to Salt Lake and was pretty uneventful. I haven't been to California since September. I think it was September the last time I was there, and it's not. I don't even know. I would like to think that by February I could go back again. But who knows?
Yeah, it's California, just, I think, is going to do another 3 weeks of lockdown.
Yeah, lovely.
Going to do another 3 weeks. Well, there are certain hospitals that are they're over capacity with COVID patients. They have patients, I just read this morning, they have patients in the chapel and in the gift
room,
shop.
In the gift shop, right.
It's crazy. Like, when you think about this is America and this is California, a very wealthy state. You know, with good health care, it's...
Look for big changes politically there next time around. And so in New York State, come back to the East Coast a minute, a lot of evictions, well, they've banned, I guess, New York State.
Governor Cuomo just extended that last night, so no one can be evicted until the end of May. So they're pushing that back, which is good news because people just, you know, New York City is in really tough shape.
Right. So, speaking of New York City, what's going to happen there for New Year's Eve? It's always been the big deal. Some of the headliners have been announced for the Times Square, the New Year's Eve all-digital celebration. Let's see here. Andra Day is going to be performing. I don't know her. I know that
she's a British R&B singer. She's got a fantastic voice. Oh my gosh!
She'll find something that I want to just hear her voice. See if I recognize it.
Rise Up is a really big hit. You probably know that.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez is going to perform. Billy Porter, Cyndi Lauper, Jimmy Allen, Machine Gun Kelly. This is all at this is Ryan's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. Let's see here. Pitbull is going to perform on Univision. Gloria Gaynor and the USO Show Troupe is appearing on the event as well, a webcast anyway. And it starts at 6 o'clock Eastern Time on New Year's Eve. I think they've overdone this, don't they? I mean, it's for 6 hours. What the hell are you going to do for 6 hours?
Well, I feel like
watching all this stuff.
Normally, yes, but this is the year that they need to stretch it because everyone's at home. You know, I mean, unless you're stupid and you're going to a New Year's Eve party in someone else's house, I mean, you know. Good luck to you. So I have no patience for stupid people anymore. I'm so over it. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah. So I think this is the year that actually is probably a good thing to stack the performances and stack as much entertainment as you can. Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen will be they'll be hosting together.
Good pair.
They're a really fun pair. And and Carson Daly is going to be doing the NBC broadcast. Ryan Seacrest does the ABC broadcast. I don't know who CBS uses. I never you're the CBS king. I never pay attention to that network.
Yeah, well, I don't know the people that are on the CBS Morning News. Probably Gail King would be a candidate for doing
it.
She's
do
very popular.
New Year's, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but it's Friday, so they don't have to be on the air on Saturday morning. That might work. Yeah. All right, so where is, what'd you say, Phil?
Sorry, I had to go through some ads.
That's all right. Andra Day. Oh, I remember hearing her, and I said she sounded just like, who am I, fill in the blank. Oh, come on.
I don't know who, I just know her as sounding like her. I think her voice is incredible.
No. Come on.
It's not incredible? I think her voice is amazing.
Yeah, no, her voice is incredible. But she sounds just like another English singer, to me, anyway.
Oh.
You don't think she sounds like... Oh, come on.
I don't know who you're thinking. Are you thinking someone contemporary?
Yes. Phil, who am I thinking of?
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
Really? Nice voice.
Yeah, she's awesome. I don't know who you're thinking of. I can't think of anybody.
Adele.
No, she does not sound like
Adele. She sounds
Adele.
Just like Adele.
Oh my
to
God.
Me.
No. Okay, then you need to, then I'm taking your fan card away from you because I know that you love Adele. There is no way that she sounds like Adele. No. You are no longer allowed to say you are a big fan of Adele's because you like saying that, and you're no longer allowed to say that.
Okay. Because I'm out and I'm putting the woodshed.
Bill, back me up. You've got a musical ear. She is not Adele.
She doesn't sound like Adele.
Oh, she sounds just like Adele.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she is. All right, next up, speaking of New York and Times Square, workers have installed 192 Waterford crystal triangles on the New Year's Eve ball, the big ball, preparation for the thing going down for midnight. It's 12 feet wide, or 12 feet around, anyway. A geodesic, I always loved that when I was in geography, I mean, in geography, good, Doug, in geometry. The concept of a geodesic sphere. You know what that... You know,
well, I know what it looks like. I don't know the concept of it. I failed geometry and had to go to summer school, so I don't really remember much of that.
There you go.
But I know it's a sphere. I know what that is, and it's all and it's very sparkly.
You failed geometry. Did you do well in any other math courses, or were you just weren't a math
student? No, I was a disaster in math. That's why I started... Whenever you start like trying to calculate light years, I'm like, oh, God, here we go again.
Speaking of numbers, there are 2,688 crystal triangles on this geodesic sphere, which I think Victoria will count each one of them on New Year's Eve. The new crystals, I wonder where they keep the ball. It's in a warehouse someplace.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be out in Brooklyn or somewhere. But they put in some new crystals every year. The new ones this year feature the Gift of Happiness design. It's represented by a sunburst of bright cuts radiating outward. Kind of reminds me of that James Bond movie that was, what the heck was the name of that movie that had the outer, with Jaws was in it. It was the satellite had diamonds. It was called Diamonds Are Forever. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, ding, ding. Roger Moore was James Bond. But it was this, that kind of stuff.
I thought that one was Sean Connery.
No, no. The ball blazing with 32,256 lights. Is this too much information? Maybe I'm too much in the weeds here.
No, people always love to hear how many thousands of LED lights.
You don't even know what the numbers represent. What are you talking about?
Wait. I can't count light bulbs? I can count 32,000 LED light bulbs.
Really?
I failed geometry. I didn't fail basic math.
All right. 2 and 2 is 4. 4 and 4 is 6. 8 and 8 is 16, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The
you're
hidden
six, so, okay.
Yes, it is. The there's a big problem health wise, according to the World Health Organization, which we're going to talk about in a matter of moments.
Buckle up.
Yeah, buckle up for this one. Speaking of buckle up, the most recent Your Hidden Power program that I do, it's all about the mysteries of the mind and your sixth sense. In a manner of speaking, I find all this stuff fascinating. So we have developed a program that's heard in a lot of these radio stations that carry this program. And then there's the podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com. The most recent one has an eclectic psychic on who combines several of her gifts, including mediumship and clairvoyance and healing energy, to give you sort of a full spectrum of insight into the new year. So if you're interested in all of that, you can catch it at wherever you get your podcast for sure, but you can go right to yourhiddenpowershow.com and listen up.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Guided Investing. When California hired Joe Capp as head coach in 1982, the former Pro Bowl quarterback often let players make up plays with random laterals at the end of practices. That fun way of blowing off steam actually made its way into the Cal playbook. Down 2019, with 4 seconds left to rival Stanford, what ensued was a five lateral, 57-yard touchdown play concluding in the Stanford band, which had taken the field. Known simply as the play, it closed out a wild 7-4 season for Cal.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our New Year's special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899. Plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need to start the year right.
Whether you meet at the office or on a video chat.
Or whether your commute is now measured in feet rather than miles.
Staples has everything you need, like home office furniture, the latest tech, and organizational supplies at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, 2021 dated desk pads are just $3.99.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Get a fresh start this year with big savings from Staples. Ends 1/2/21 while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
All right, so those of you who are health conscious and who enjoy romance with the opposite sex is
or
something to look
sex.
Out for. Or same sex, yeah.
Or it doesn't
true.
Matter. Yeah.
Yep.
STIs or STIs?
STIs. STDs. There's a mutant, more powerful strain of gonorrhea spreading around the world, mostly because of the pandemic, apparently. More people are on drugs and antibiotics, so that's limited their access to health care. Overuse of antibiotics in the community can fuel the emergence of these antimicrobial-resistant gonorrhea. I don't quite understand. If you got a lot of antibiotics, why wouldn't that keep it out?
No, because it became a superbug. And so it's like how we've been hearing for the last 5 years or so that anytime, you know, people have too many, they take too many antibiotics, then you don't have anything to fight off something really big. So, it creates superbugs. We've heard about this phrase for almost 10 years now.
Right,
and so now it's created a super strain of gonorrhea because of azithromycin. That's in the Z-Pak. Too many people took it in the beginning, and now everyone's got the gone.
Yeah. We got the gone. Let's get the gone. It's 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Uri Geller joins me now with a focus on the new year. Uri is one of the great minds in the universe. He's a paranormalist. He's a telepathic. He's a good friend. He's a great guy. He's helped millions of people over the decades since he's found himself. And that's part of it, isn't it, really? Finding yourself. Part of the discussion, generally speaking, as we go into the new year, is people finding themselves. When do you really think you knew who Uri Geller was?
When I was about 5 or 6 years old, I already then visualized and fantasized my life, how I want to lead it, where I want to go, what I want to achieve. It's the old saying, if you can go there with your mind, you can go there with your body. Mm-hmm. So I went there first with my mind, and then slowly, I started achieving my goals, conquering my missions, and I just went with the flow. I didn't have any particular plan. I just believed in myself. I was confident. I was nice to others, and I knew that that will pave my way to success, and that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm. So now, as you think about the next year for you and what the next year will mean, you've just had your birthday. You know what? I'm now thinking, I haven't talked to you since you had your birthday. Happy birthday, December
20th. Thank you.
Yeah. I always forget about it. Well, I don't forget. I used to go over and celebrate it with you when we were able to get back and forth across the pond pretty easily. We had some great birthday celebrations, just all of us together. As you get older, you're on the cusp of being a Sagittarian and a Capricorn. And I wonder what, in terms of being a Capricorn, I think you're more of a Capricorn than you are a Sagittarian. What do you think?
Well, first of all, Doug, I think that we should look at the grander, the biggest, the largest scope of what's happening to us now because of COVID-19. You said we'll talk about it. Well, here in Israel, thousands, tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of people are getting the vaccine.
Yeah.
And they're all lined up in hospitals and in vaccination points. I'm going to have mine, and so will Hannah and Shippy, my brother-in-law. We are going to have it after tomorrow. It's all arranged already. And, of course, we have to make sure, all of us who are listening to me right now, that you don't forget the second one. Am I correct, Doug?
America, you have two.
You have to have
the, you got to have two.
Exactly. And there are a lot of conspiracy theories about it. There are still people who are afraid to take it. But I have spoken by now to at least five or six doctors. Only one out of the six said to me, well, he's still waiting. But all the other doctors say, get vaccinated. So that's what we're going to do. What about you? When are you having yours?
Well, it's interesting because I'm not much on vaccines. I've never had a flu shot. I had a pneumonia shot a couple of years ago because it's supposed to be a good booster, keep your lungs clean and clear, and that's a good thing. I am going to have a shot. Because of my being involved in agriculture, in addition to being a broadcaster, I'm a farmer. And because I have the farm and because of my age, your age, my age, we're all, you and I are the same age, that puts us sort of in the first line among the healthy people to get a vaccine. So that's my plan as soon as I can. We don't have it as well organized because America is a lot bigger and it isn't the whole system has been worked out. It goes from state to state. Some states are very organized, New Jersey, New York. Some of the West Coast cities are well organized, but where I am in Massachusetts, not well organized yet. But I should be able to, in the next few weeks, get my first shot. And I think that it's an important thing to get that stuff in your body, to build up antibodies so that we don't have this problem. We've got to get out of where we are so we can move ahead. And that's hopefully what this year is all about. We've really got to get out of this malaise that we're in. We've, you know, made a mess of things, letting the Chinese take over and be as important as they have been economically. It just isn't smart. So hopefully we're going to learn that lesson. And that's another thing, besides getting the shots, we're going to make preferences. Look at what we buy, where we buy it from, who made it, where is it made, you know, that kind of stuff. I think that's an important approach to have. So that's the answer to my question that you asked. And so I look forward to our next conversation when I ask you a question again. Uri Geller, his new museum is the focus of his website, URIGELLER, Uri Geller, and UriGellerMuseum.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.